This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's word just now that private companies were not hiring as much as expected in January. That's from a survey drawn from the computers of the payroll company ADP. We'll get another read on the jobs market later this morning when the Conference Board releases a survey of some 16,000 online job listings. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, this is a good way to gauge which employers can afford to be picky when it comes to filling vacancies.
Years ago, the Conference Board sifted through pages and pages of classified help wanted ads in newspapers. They switched to online job sites in 2005, but the idea was the same. Scan through help wanted ads to get a picture of the jobs market.
I'm using it because I'm particularly interested in how difficult it is to fill new job vacancies.
That's Jonathan Rothwell, a labor analyst at Brookings. He looked at data on math and computer science positions.
And those jobs are now almost as difficult to fill today as they were before the recession.
But Rothwell says it's still easy to fill lower-skilled jobs. Economist June Shelp works at the Conference Board. She developed the online job index and now uses its data. She found picky employers who used to hire community college graduates, but
now they're asking for somebody who has a graduate degree.
The Conference Board isn't the only game in town. Other private companies and some states are also crunching job site data. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.